The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody. Wait, let me get up a minute. Hold on a second. Yeah, I listen to Nicole Sandler. Is it time for the Nicole Sandler show?
Yes!
Oh, I forgot to turn the computer on.
Oh, come on, man.
Let me just walk over here and I'll boot up my computer because...
Shit.
Oh, crap.
I hate when this happens.
Okay, I got another one. Leave it there, the cat will get it. Got a little tune here. A little song to sing for you. That Nicole, she does something. She's really there. And does things. Nicole Sandler show, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Damn. All right. Well, it is Friday. Fuck yeah. It's about time. Now, of course, because I played that intro, we have a guest in the studio today. But now your headphones aren't working? No. All right. So here, hold on one sec. I wish I hate it when this happens because we were all set before. Hold on. I'm going to plug you in elsewhere and hope that this works. And if this doesn't, you know what, for now, I'm just going to turn on the studio monitor because so you can hear that, right? Take the headphones off. Can you hear the speaker?
I hear you.
Okay. And let me bring your microphone on. And everybody, welcome to the show, Boca Brittany Summers!
Hi, yeah! Sarah.
There we go. There you go. There she is. Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi. Or to use Zoom etiquette, it's good to see you, Nicole, and thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for Zoom. And we're not Zooming. We are, like, live and in person.
I know, but that's what they say on Zoom. Oh, I don't know why.
Well,
it's a new thing.
Do you remember the song, Who's Zooming Who?
No.
It was Aretha Franklin in the 80s.
Oh.
Who's Zooming Who? But I'll tell you what, when you know what, we should have really tested this before, because when you look into the camera, it looks like you're looking away from me. And she's sitting right next to me in case you're wondering. Hi. So this is Boca. You heard the intro to today's show, a little spoof on, you know, the two Chris Isaak opens that I have. That is the genius of Boca Brittany Summers. And in fact, your headphones aren't working and we need to fix that. So while I need to go around the back of the board to try my different headphone jacks. So, we should play one of the new bits you brought us.
All right.
Which one? Well, you know the names of them. Which one should
Bought myself a bike.
Okay. Hey, and perfect timing for this too, because you know who I'm interviewing next week.
Oh.
Little Steven. Steve Van Zandt?
Little Stevie Wonder. Oh, Steve Van Zandt's going to be on the show?
He's going to be on this show. So,
oh, wow. I love Lilyhammer.
You know, I've never watched that.
It's
I guess
really
I need to
good.
Watch it.
It's the first Netflix show. It's the first show that was on Netflix.
Wow. So he was Silvio in The Sopranos, you know, best known as Bruce Springsteen's sidekick guitar player. But, you know, Lilyhammer, I hear wonderful things about it. I've never watched it.
It was like kind of like Sopranos 2.0.
Really? Can I get rid of the
arrows?
Sylvia. Oh, there's arrows covering Britt's face. Oh, shit. There are. You know what? Oh, my God.
Are they pointing out my flaws?
No, I forgot that this camera does that. Damn it. All right. We got work to do. So I'll tell you what. let's put the picture back up, and I'm going to try to regroup and listen to a new production from our pal, Boca Brittany Summers. Here we go.
Woke up this morning, gas was up to 521. That's a gallon. Big oil companies are giving us the big and run. Tomorrow morning, it'll be as high as 624. Lord almighty, nobody's gonna tell them to stop, cause they just ain't got the ball. Woke up this morning, got my ass screwed.
It was up to $6.99.
Gets higher each morning.
Protests ain't gonna do much good.
Exxon, Shell, Sunoco, BP, Chevron, Texaco,
Gulf and Phillips, Conoco, taking it as far as they can go.
It's all about what the market will bear, and what the hell is it gonna take to make those greedy bastards put on the brakes.
Woke up this morning, I know the price high. I bought myself a pie.
No regulation
and no chance of capping the price.
Woke up this morning, I got a new buy.
I bought myself a pie.
Bought myself a pie.
Bought myself a pie.
Okay, wait, we're back. We're back. It's professional radio. Hold on 1 second, because now Britt and I are going to have to share the shot, because I've had camera difficulties. So it's going to be a work in progress. Sorry, we should have planned better.
This is fine.
This is fine. Hold on. Now I got to zoom out. And for those of you listening on the audio stream, you're going, what is all the fuss about? Yeah, there were arrows on Britt's face because stuff. So let me get this shot fixed.
They're the same arrows that are on my makeup mirror.
Are they? Yeah. So meanwhile, so Britt comes to the door, you know, pandemic, so we haven't seen each other in a while, even though she lives about 5 minutes away from here. And I look at her, it's like, oh my God, you're skinny. What did you do?
The trick is not to eat after you have, if you have your dinner, you wait 4 to 5 hours and then you go to bed.
Right.
You don't have anything in between, no cookies or pastries, which is my downfall.
Well, what is life worth living then?
That you start thinking that. I mean, it's like quitting smoking kind of.
Yeah.
And I watched the diet in addition to that. Excuse me. And it worked.
Uh-huh.
I went from 193 down to 139 now.
Oh, my God. Check you out.
So
wow.
I can go to 5'6", 5'7" now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you mean size 5'7", 5'7", 5'7", 9,
yeah.
The 5'7", 5'7", 9 store?
Yeah. I can wear a 7.
I'm so jealous. I can't. It's been a long time since I was there. But okay, cool. I'm, you know, the first thing I saw when you walked in, it's like, whoa, check you out.
Well, you know why? Because COVID, when we were first quarantining, although it wasn't mandatory, but everybody was.
Yeah.
I kicked up my cooking skills. I love recipes. I love to cook.
Right.
And I really indulged, overdid it. And then after a while, it didn't fit into anything. And then when I lost all the weight, I didn't fit into anything.
Uh-huh.
None of my shoes fit.
Look at the camera, not at me. So yeah, it's right there.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
it's like we're doing documentary stuff.
I know. Okay. It's you know, we're nice and tight together because I screwed up the other thing.
Oh, hi chat room.
I can see you now. There's the chat room. Oh, you can. You can see the chat. She's right in front of the chat room.
Yeah,
so at least you got that. So, Florida. Well, before we get to Florida, can we talk about, you know, boy, roller coaster. So on the one hand, obviously Ukraine and things are just nuts. And it's hard to see what's going on over there. David came in a few minutes ago. He said, did you see the video of the Russian tank that ran over a car filled with people? It's like, no.
I didn't see that.
No. And I'm glad. And he said, and he had to swerve to get them. War. I just don't understand it. It makes no sense.
I heard this about the ship. Did you hear about the ship?
No, what about the ship?
There are two ships, a Russian ship and a Ukrainian ship.
Yeah.
And the Russian ship was warning the Ukrainian ship to get off the ship and get on their ship. And the message was,
fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yes,
and they blew up the ship.
It was a great story. So they captured, yes, it was a Ukrainian a warship, I guess,
yeah,
and a Russian warship, and the Russians are going, come, we control you. And the Ukrainians go, fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, the Russians killed the Ukrainians, but they gave them a major fuck you before they left. They'd rather die than give in to those people.
I have a question regarding this, and I haven't heard a clear answer about Why is Ukraine not in NATO? What happened that they couldn't?
You know what? I don't know, because a lot of the other Baltic states are. And so I don't know why Ukraine is not. So I don't know. I don't know. Oh, Bradley says it was an island. I thought it was a ship, too. I don't know.
It was independence in what, 1991? So they had plenty of time.
Yeah. I mean, it's when the Soviet Union broke up. And it might be because there was a lot of back and forth, as we learned from our two little history lessons about Ukraine this week. They were run by some hardline Russians, and they went back and forth. And maybe when NATO was bringing in some of the other Baltic nations, Ukraine was on the other side. I honestly don't know. We'll have to get somebody to figure that out. But you know what? Yesterday, I played for you some videos of a somebody we met, or somebody that I sort of met, that I found online, and then I sent you her the URL to her YouTube channel. Her name is Olga Reznikova, and she lives in Ukraine, and she's a young mother. She's got two young children, and she has a YouTube channel, a very successful YouTube channel. I mean, she's got, she put up a video this morning, right? Like early this morning. And it already has almost 85,000 hits on it. Her channel has like almost 200,000 subscribers. And I think a lot of people are now discovering her, you know, hopefully some through us. But however, because she's sharing her experience with us. It's pretty, you know, this is so 21st century. This is so the 22, what are you, these are not the 2000s, the 2020s. This is so.
The roaring 20s. You know,
I was going to say the anything but boring 20s.
Yeah.
Certainly not boring. But yeah, it's so today, you know. So she does these videos. And so she released, like I said, one this morning, that just to bring us up to speed on where she is. Because yesterday when I played her video, she was like, we're not leaving. We're not leaving Ukraine. This is our home. And it costs money. Well, today she's changed her tune a little bit. And it just shows how bad things are there. So let's check in with our friend Olga for just a moment or two, shall we?
Hello, everyone. Second day of the war, and
second day of the war.
First night where all people were expecting the bombing and so on. So let me give you update.
Okay.
What's happening in Ukraine right now and how the people feel. First of all, Russia is trying to take over the Kyiv, and they bomb the airport, which is around Kyiv, not the civil one, which you probably know. It's kind of military airport, and this is super strategic for them because they need to take it over, so it would be much easier for them to attack Kyiv. And so far, as I know, by the moment when I'm making this video, they wasn't able to succeed. So many people died. Also, they start taking Ukrainian machines and Ukrainian these military machines and moving inside of Kyiv already, and they're using Ukrainian even uniform to fight against our people,
right? The Russians are wearing the Ukrainian uniforms.
So this is a real mean war. You cannot by any means call it any kind of military operation, any kind of protection of any
That's
people.
An apartment
this is
building
a very
bombed.
Declared war, and the target of it is just to destroy Ukraine. Also, we
Putin
have
said
total
he wouldn't
mobilization.
Hit any population.
Yeah, right.
From
yeah.
18 to 60 well. Years old are not able to leave the country, and they not really
Eight,
want to leave the
to
country.
60.
We have huge lines of people who is coming to this military gathering points, and they want to go get enrolled to the army and to be like soldiers, or to be a part of this kind of territorial defense, which is not army, but they're also doing, they are helping army in some kind of thing. So many guys are going with their own intentions. Nobody grabbed them from the street. And for sure, I need to say that, you know, when you have such things happening against you, it's in 1 second uniting all the people and all the country. People this night in Kyiv were sleeping in the metro station.
Wow, in the subway.
They was afraid really of bombs. And
look at that.
First, Russia were saying that their target is not local population. They are targeting some kind of military bases and airports.
Sure.
But this is not true. They are shooting everything everywhere. People are running from Kiev. Kiev just dying on traffic jams. Almost nothing is moving outside. And even the one who want to go, they are staying all the way to Poland and all the highway to Poland in a crazy traffic. Another thing that they start, Russian soldiers start making marks in the areas of Ukraine on the ground, so they will know where to drive, where is location, because they're not, they don't know our area. And even in my area, thanks God, this is already second night, I never yet hear any explosion. So I'm some kind of in relatively safe area. We start having these marks, and I start understanding that you never know how the war can really run and turn, because first it seems impossible it can start at all. Then once it started, you think, okay, it's just East Ukraine. They will not go to Kiev. Once they exactly start bombing Kiev, and now US is warning that this is their target, they're planning to go all around the city, and you really don't know how the things can go and what can happen next and where they will go. If their target is just to kill all Nazis in Ukraine, and Nazis for Russia, this is actually all people who is pro-Ukrainian, so I guess the West Ukraine is a really big target for them. And they, if I was telling you in previous videos that Lviv, this is some kind of like place where everybody is hiding and considering it safe, now also they're bombing Lviv, so
now they're bombing
Lviv.
Anymore.
There
oh
is no safe
God.
Really place which can be considered in Ukraine. So actually, if you want to run, you need to run out of country or don't run anywhere and stay on the place where you are. So for me now, we decided that, yeah, maybe I guess we need to leave, try to leave to Poland, because wow. people are saying that there is a huge, crazy traffic jam. It's not even traffic jams. It's just that so many people try to go out and go out of country. And now I have friends who staying from 2 a.m. and now it's about 11 and they still didn't even see where is the checkpoint. And, you know, so I assume that the waiting time will be something like 24 hours. And I have two small kids. One is at all infant, and I'm not really sure how it can be, but we will try to move and we will try to go out, because I don't, I see my daughter, she really starts understanding everything what's happening, and I don't want her to hurt her psychological health.
This breaks my heart.
If she will be start having explosions here, if I would have options to avoid her to see it. I don't know if we will be able to cross the border, what will happen on the way, how the things will be. I will be keep informing you. I will promise to record video and post. I will not have, I guess, opportunity to edit video, but I will be posting it at least as stories in YouTube. So keep, please, watching my channel, and I will be updating you about everything.
Is she amazing or what? First of all, the poise of this woman is incredible. She's talking about her country being bombed, and they were in this other area, Lviv, where it was safe for two nights. She heard no bombing, but now they're starting to bomb there, so there's nowhere safe. And if you're going to run, then leave the country. And if you can't leave the country, then you know, stay put. And they're talking about now going to Poland. But her friend, who left at 2 o'clock in the morning, by 11 a.m., hadn't gotten very far, hadn't even reached the checkpoint. So, wow. I just can't imagine. Britt, it would be like, you know, bombs flying here in Coral Springs.
Well, we're kind of getting, as legislation is concerned.
We'll get there. Yeah. We will get there. So that happened. Then, on the other hand, something really good happened today. So let's do the good thing before the bad thing. The President Biden nominated his Supreme Court justice pick, and lo and behold, he actually picked the right one. Yeah. I am thrilled about this one. So if you didn't see this, here's just a little bit of the announcement from today. It went like this.
It's my honor to introduce to the country a daughter of former public school teachers.
Yeah.
A proven consensus builder, an accomplished lawyer, a distinguished jurist, one of the nation's most prestigious courts. My nominee for the United States Supreme Court is Judge Ketanji Jackson. For too long, our government, our courts, haven't looked like America. And I believe it's time that we have a court that reflects the full talents and greatness of our nation.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much.
There she is,
President.
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Truly humbled by the extraordinary honor of this nomination. And I am especially grateful for the care that you have taken in discharging your constitutional duty in service of our democracy with all that is going on in the world today. It was my father who started me on this path when I was a child, as the president mentioned. My father made the fateful decision to transition from his job as a public high school history teacher and go to law school. Some of my earliest memories are of him sitting at the kitchen table, reading his law books. I watched him study, and he became my first professional role model. You may have read that I have one uncle who got caught up in the drug trade and received a life sentence.
Oh,
that
man.
Is true.
Wow.
But law enforcement also runs in my family. In addition to my brother, I had two uncles who served decades as police officers, one of whom became the police chief in my hometown of Miami, Florida.
Woohoo!
I could not possibly name all of the people to whom I owe great thanks. But I must mention specifically the three brilliant jurists for whom I had the privilege of serving as a law clerk at the outset of my legal career. U.S. District Judge Patty Saris in Massachusetts, U.S. Court of Appeals Judge Bruce Celia in Rhode Island.
You could hear her voice shaking
last,
a little bit.
And last, certainly not least,
she's got to be nervous,
Associate
but
Justice
what an honor.
Stephen Breyer. The members of the Senate will decide if I fill your seat, but please know that I could never fill your shoes.
Oh.
And if
Aww.
I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed as the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, I can only hope that my life and career, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law and the sacred principles upon which this great nation was founded will inspire future generations of Americans.
Woohoo!
Thank you again, Mr. President.
No, thank you.
For this extraordinary honor.
Yeah, baby. Woohoo! Ketanji Brown Jackson. And you know what? Gotta love the name, because, you know, sitting right next to you, Boca, that's Jackson Brown. She's Brown Jackson.
You think her friends call her Cat for short?
Ketanji? I don't know. You know, I don't know.
That'd be a cool name.
AOC, you know what they call her? It's not Alexandria or Alex.
What do you call her?
Sandy. Her nickname, she goes by Sandy.
That.
Yeah, by friends and family. People in D.C. call her Alex or Alexandria, but her childhood nickname was always Sandy.
I learned something today.
See,
I didn't know that.
That's the goal here. You learn something every day.
It's a whole reason for tuning in the first place.
There you go. No, she seems great. Everything I had read about her, I was excited. I was excited when she was elevated to the appeals court in D.C. because they were saying she is on the road to the Supreme Court. And I'm so glad Joe Biden did the right thing here. And did you hear Miss Lindsey Graham? Poor Lindsey. Lindsey was one of three Republicans who actually voted for her confirmation mm-hmm. to the D.C. Court of Appeals. Mm-hmm. It was Lindsey, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins. And Lindsey Graham threw a hissy fit today. Oh, the liberals won. They own Joe Biden. It's an AOC wing of the party. It's shut up. Tell him to shut up.
He's such a troubled child.
He really is.
He's got to come out of the closet sometime.
Yep. So, yeah, he never will.
Yeah.
And there was somebody who was ready to out him, and nobody else would come forward to...
I haven't found the right girl.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. So I was, you know, I have this side of me that can be kind of mean, mm-hmm. but we're hurting here in Florida. Let me tell you, I was going to make a joke at Charlie Crist's expense, but I won't. I think
and we need him right now.
We do. I don't think he can win. I don't think any of them are going to win.
Listen, I sat before Nikki Fried the other night.
Yeah, and?
I'll take her. Right now, what we're facing, fine. Either one of those would be a fine candidate as far as I'm concerned.
And so would Annette Tadeo. They're all good. All three, well, yeah. Again, I'm biting my tongue.
I know.
I am biting
it's
my
okay.
tongue. But any of them would be better than moron fucking death sentence. Yeah. So I got it. So CPAC started yesterday, right? The conservative political action whatever the fuck they call it. It's in Orlando, so it's here in Florida. Thankfully, not very close to us, so they're not invading our neighborhood or anything. But so what's funny is, you know, because it's the party of Trump. They somehow they're talking about that Trump did this on purpose, that DeSantis was set to speak yesterday when nobody's even there yet. The first day, it's like before anybody arrives, and he had a really shitty slot. I mean, the ideal time slot is the last, you know, slot at night.
Saturday night.
But yeah. But he was, you know, he was slotted in on Thursday at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good.
Yeah, as it should be, right? So anyway. He did his speech. I didn't think anything of it. But there's a, the front page of the Miami Herald has this story. Is this the front section I have here? I hope. Otherwise, I'm setting it up in the wrong way. Oh, here it is. Okay, so it's on the front page. It says, DeSantis urges CPAC crowd to fight against left's wokeism agenda. All right, so this is Miami Herald. I'm showing, it's like show and tell. There it is. Now, David read the whole article. I did not. I haven't had time today. I'm also doing Brad Friedman's show today. So I've been kind of busy because I got his show done. But it's been one of those days. Anyway, it prompted David to write a letter to the editor of the Miami Herald. And I'll share it with you. He sent it off today, so it's not in the paper yet. Hopefully, they'll print it tomorrow. But David, my husband, wrote, in her article, DeSantis urges CPAC crowd to fight back against left's wokeism agenda, Emily L. Mahoney neglects to mention Governor DeSantis's puerile reference to the Brandon administration in his CPAC speech. Yes, he did. He called it the Brandon administration. And then David writes, and he links to the video that I'm going to play for you in a second. And then David writes, I guess this is what passes for humor in the world of GOP politics these days. In the midst of crisis after crisis, most of which were caused by their bumbling ineptitude or outright venality, they just can't bring themselves to support President Biden, despite their constant carping anytime they perceived a slight directed at the leaders of their party for the numerous mistakes they made. Ms. Mahoney did, however, manage to mention that Governor DeSantis was introduced as, quote, America's governor? Puke. Sorry. Then he ends it with, should this wannabe fascist fraud run for president, I'm certain he will fare about as well as America's mayor did.
Very good.
Yes, that was good. So if you want to see death sentence spoke for somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 minutes, we're not going to go nearly that long, but I want you to hear this shit. It's really infuriating that he acts like he's 2 years old. Oh, sorry. I'm insulting two-year-olds.
Here's where we're at. When you have a society that's veering away from the truth, anybody that stands up and speaks the truth will come under fire.
Is
going to happen.
He's alleging that he tells the truth. Okay, there's your first lie. Keep going, moron.
And so in times like these, there is no substitute for courage. Having the courage to stand up against things like cancel culture.
Oh, please.
Having the courage to reject corporate media narratives. Having the courage to take on institutions like big tech. Having the courage to stand in the way of the Brandon administration.
Cute.
Oh, just fucking adorable. And actually, it sounded to me like the crowd reaction was a bit mixed. Yeah. It wasn't massive cheers, but ugh, what?
Well, let me point something out about this guy. First of all, if you notice, whether it's a still shot or a video, if his staff has anything to do with it, you'll notice if it's a front-on shot, they tilt the camera up.
Because
DeSantis is a short shit. He is.
So is Putin. Have you noticed?
Yes. And so it's just a image thing when on television when he does, unless it's a presser. then they shoot down because you really can't tell. But every time he has to get some kind of press out there, you'll notice the camera is and right there on what we just saw.
Yep.
It's slightly
yep.
up.
You're right. Yep. I see that.
It's imaging. He's paranoid about that, and he's a fatso, too.
He's yeah, everything so about him like, is vile.
Yeah.
And what kills me is, again, we live in opposite worlds. Speaking of, another Boca Brittany production.
Everything you thought you knew, you never knew it all. Sideways is straight ahead. Facts no longer matter. Reality is now fiction. There's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, opposite world.
And I'll tell you something else about that guy.
Yeah? Tell me.
And I'm a trans woman, so I got license
Wait
to
a
tear
minute.
Him down.
You're, what? Sorry. Go ahead.
I know. I'm supposed to be erased.
Yeah, it's cancel well, culture. You're least, what?
At least the kids are supposed to be erased yeah. anyway. By the way, that's K through 3. But they left the language vague.
Okay, we're going to get to that in a minute. Okay.
All right.
So finish.
What was I saying? I keep going off track all the time. Now I forgot what was I going to say about DeSantis.
I don't
that sentence. He's one of those people I want to forget really bad.
Oh, really bad. Everything about he's so smug and so self-important, and he's nasty to everybody. You think Trump is nasty to the press? This guy takes it to the next level. Oh, and the other thing is. And I wasn't apparent in that video. He mimics Trump's little facial hand ticks, the little movements he makes, the
signing.
Yeah.
When he signs his bill, he holds it up.
Does he?
I'm a big boy.
It's really disgusting. And the disgust with him goes back to the campaign. Most of us had never heard of him before he ran for governor, and Trump elevated him from backbencher congressman from the Florida Panhandle to become the governor. And he ran a campaign ad pimping out his little baby, putting him in Trump garb and saying, build the wall. It was the most annoying, horrible thing. But now, so this CPAC is being described as, you know, Trump's party. Death Sentence didn't even mention him. There's some bad blood because it's figured that Death Sentence is going to run against Trump. All I know is it's like a puke fest. These people are the dregs of the earth. They lie. You know, how dare he talk about when you're honest, they come after you. These people wouldn't know honest if it sat on their fucking faces.
That's what I was going to say about him, because you hear the pushback on him is that, well, you know, he was a Navy SEAL. He was a vet.
He was?
And you know what my answer? Yeah, what? He was. He was a
SEAL. Navy SEAL?
Yeah. And my pushback is very easy. So is Lee Harvey Oswald.
You sit down on my face, the sound comes out my mouth. Whenever you hear that silly little sound, that's my tongue going in and out. Isn't it amazing I still can breathe when you sit on me that way? Not only am I longer, my tongue gets stronger every day. I wanna be your moisturizer cream. Whenever you squat down on my face, when I do my hairy rings, they sound kinda strange. Whenever you squat down on my face.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Brit Summer Show.
Oh, it ended. It just,
where'd that come from?
I don't know. It was at the end of the song.
Actually, I snuck a promo in. You
didn't know that. Hi, David.
Hi, I'm sorry, but I have to issue a correction.
Uh-oh.
DeSantis was not a Navy SEAL.
Okay.
He was a legal advisor to a SEAL team in Iraq.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good to know.
To quote Emily Latella, that's very different.
Thank you for that, know. Dave, and I sit corrected, and I'm gratefully so. So now I could just compare him to Tim McVeigh.
Oh,
he's a vet, too.
Is he?
Yeah. They're going to say, well, you know, he's a vet. You know, I am too. So it's like, we have our share in nutcases.
Yes, we do. All right, so the chat room is just reacting to the song. So yeah. When I said, well, never mind. I've queued up a bunch of Brits bits from over the years.
They forgot.
And it just needed to be heard at that moment.
I was just mentioning to Nicole about the Carole King and James Taylor special. That's it. And when that song came on, it's like I was singing along to it.
Well,
like,
you know, the first time I heard that, that's not one of the bits that you gave me, and you've given me files worth of bits. That one, I was listening, I guess, to your show one day, the Brit Summer Show. Where
the Brit Summer Show.
Yes.
.com.
.com.
There you go.
And all of a sudden you launched to that song and I wasn't expecting it and I just started
you're gonna listen more often.
Laughing.
There's more things I launch into that
yes,
I haven't heard yet.
I've heard.
I like launching.
Yeah.
Hey, we could go to lunch. And speaking of that, I do want to get around to the Chuck Schumer bit.
Oh, we will get there. We will get there. But first, since we're talking about DeSantis.
Oh, yeah.
So here's where we are. The Florida legislative session is in full swing. It allegedly runs until March 11th or thereabouts. So these are the big three. This defines Florida under DeSantis. There's House Bill 5, which would eliminate access to abortion care past 15 weeks and criminalize doctors who offer abortion care to patients past 15 weeks. Criminalize doctors who treat a pregnant woman who's more than 15 weeks pregnant? Okay. The next one, House Bill 7, would censor protected speech in workplaces and classrooms by banning teaching about systemic racism, oppression, and gender and race discrimination.
Yeah.
You can't teach about any... What? Then why send your kids to school?
It goes even further. It says it restricts speech about it. You can't even bring it up.
That's what I thought. So that's not the Don't Say Gay bill. This one is more about
but
race.
Both, actually, they both say the same thing. And you know, these bills were drafted out of Idaho.
Of course they were. Probably Alec had something to do with them because that's what Alec does. The third one is House Bill 1557 would censor discussions in classrooms related to LGBTQ issues, including conversations about sexual orientation or gender identity. So I guess for grade school, yeah. Britt, you don't exist.
I don't exist up to grade 3. But again, the wording is very, very vague. And that means that this is gateway bills. Because what they're going to do is they're going to make it all the way up to K through 12 eventually.
Uh-huh.
And it's a gateway bill to other things, children of color.
Right.
It is no stopping them.
Well, what I'm thinking is it's up to grade 3. So say you're a second grader and you've got two dads.
Yeah.
And you come into school on Monday and the assignment is, what did you do this weekend? And you had a great weekend with your two dads at Disney World. You can't talk about it?
Can't talk about it. And something I didn't understand about the parents can sue the school.
Yeah.
That part I didn't
get. They want to put, it gets even better. They want to put cameras in the classrooms. So if a parent decides to log on to see what the lesson is today, and the parent doesn't like what the teacher is teaching, the parent can sue.
And you know what I don't understand most of all is why? Is it just mean? Is it just hate? Because when you think about the entire population of transgender children in a public school system has to come out to like 0.003.
Right, exactly.
It's like, where are they heading with this?
But,
you know what I'm
saying? But even more than that, so kids who are feeling not right in their own skin can't talk about it.
Right.
But say, Britt, your Aunt Brittany... To my child, is she going to be told that they can't talk about you?
Well, luckily, my nieces and nephews live up north.
I know, but you know, I'm
and they all call me their crazy aunt from South Florida.
Of course, so they do. Well, you know, Florida. I think we might need a quick salute.
Boy,
this is just the quickie.
Good enough. It gets the point across.
It really does. You understand what we're saying. This is insane. It's just absolutely. And To top it all off, guess what they did yesterday? Joseph Latipo, that quack guy who said he worked at UCLA Medical Center treating COVID patients in the first wave, and UCLA says, we don't know who this fucking guy is. Well, the Florida Senate just confirmed him to be Florida's Surgeon General. The same man who will not answer the question, does the vaccine work? Were you vaccinated? No, nothing.
Yeah.
And not only that, they issued new guidance. Is it in here? There's so much stuff in here because, you know, when the Florida legislature is in session, the crazy is thick. And there's all kinds of stuff. Let's see. Oh, Florida updates COVID-19 death toll. No, I can't find it. Oh, the head of the Broward Teachers Union is going to get $350,000 a year. That's nice. DeSantis issues new non-binding COVID guidelines on masks and quarantines. He and who David calls Lapdog.
Perfect.
Governor Idiot and Lapdog updated COVID-19 guidelines on Thursday in an announcement that touted the move as bucking the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, because that's what they're all about. They have to own the libs. They've got to be against Biden, against whatever the administration is doing. The state's Department of Health, which Latipo leads, is recommending that businesses should stop requiring employees to wear masks. They're giving doctors a way to complain to state regulators if healthcare facilities push back on aggressive treatment plans for COVID-19 patients. And they're advising that Floridians can stop isolating after a positive test after 5 days. After 5 days after testing positive for COVID, you can stop isolating. We don't want people to be sued for just running normal businesses in case someone catches a respiratory virus.
Oh my God.
It's that sickening. Oh, and then the headline on this page is controversial legislation on race, gender, sexual orientation, and school passes House.
Yeah. That was yesterday.
Oh my God. Yeah. And well, this is today's paper. It's kind of infuriating.
And now when you call the Florida Department of Health, the on-hold music is, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang.
You're sure it's not?
It's a little more appropriate.
Sorry, had to do that.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Sit on his face.
Oh, God,
I wouldn't
his?
Give him the pleasure.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. All right, so I did have other things to share with you today. We've got all kinds of stuff. So Chuck Schumer, let's talk about, so we talked about Florida. And then, of course, we got to look to the Senate, where you've heard the intro that plays on Thursdays when Howie Klein is here. This is, as he puts it, his favorite song, you know.
Basically, it's a song. It's not, and
this was a man who was the president of Reprise Records. He knows what a song is, and he knows what, like, a bit or an intro is, that it goes like this.
When Nicole Sanders sits down to do her show.
That's this one.
Are you a multinational corporation hungry for a treat? Well, come on down to Schmucky Chuckies, where you'll personally be seated by Chuck Schumer himself.
So many dishes, and they're all fresh.
You're going to love our Blue Dog Special, the Dino Burger, because we say so.
A good hamburger and french fries.
Yeah.
And every burger comes with a side order of
grits. I love grits. I love anything with corn. It's corn.
All for only $50,000. Wash it all down with a Dirty Debbie.
9/10 water, 1/10 orange juice. After a week or two, you drink this, it's 200 calories and it's acetic.
Acetic.
And wipe your mouth with a tissue print of Glass-Steagall. For dessert, try our DNC tarts.
Little cookies, tell the quality of that.
Most restaurants give you a mint, but at Schmucky Chuckies, you get complimentary
sweet and low.
Who picks up the tab for all this? Find out now with Howie Klein of DownWithTyranny.com on the Nicole Sandler Show.
So again, we have to give props to Boca Brittany Summers because she did that. So speaking of Chucky, stop. Speaking of Chucky Schmucky, what do you want to tell us about Chucky Schmucky?
Well, I do, and every now and then I do some speaking engagements at the Democratic clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
And it happened about a year ago, where I think when after the Biden administration took office, and it was the first. What was the first major legislation? Was it the infrastructure?
With the American Rescue Bill.
And Republicans blocked it the first time.
Republicans all voted against it, but they're all taking credit for it now that they're getting the money to help people. Well, that's the infrastructure, but this too. Yes.
Well, I was struck by, first of all, two things before I do this.
Yes.
The Democrats have two problems. One, they have this fear of appearing partisan, which is driving me out of my goddamn mind.
Yes.
Who cares if you look partisan?
You are partisan.
People?
You're Democrats.
That's right. Exactly. No, we don't want to look partisan now.
Right.
And of course, messaging. Media communications I could give a shit about, and it's killing us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when Chuck went up to the podium.
Yeah.
After they blocked the legislation.
Yeah.
He started out exactly like this. I'm very disappointed.
That's a good Chucky.
I'm very disappointed in my Republican colleagues. Very disappointed.
I haven't
been this disappointed since I ordered pickled herring from Barney Greengrass. And they sent the cream. Now, that's disappointing. I haven't been this disappointed. I'm not done being disappointed.
Go ahead. Keep going.
There's a lot of disappointing things here.
Keep going. Yeah.
I haven't been this disappointed since my fan club broke up. The guy died. That's disappointing, too.
Uh-huh.
I like my Republican colleagues who disappoint me consistently, I was disappointed. I was disappointed to discover somebody put crazy glue in my preparation. That's very disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been this disappointed since for my birthday when I was a kid. My father showed me a picture of a cake. That's disappointing.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been this disappointed since I bought a waterbed and two Cuban guys were swimming to Florida inside. Very, very disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
You know how disappointed I am?
How disappointed are you, Chuck?
I haven't been this disappointed since my wife suggested we do something exciting. And I said, sure. So she tied me to the bed. And she put her clothes on and walked outside. Very disappointing. I haven't been this disappointed since my dentist said my teeth were yellow. I asked him, what do I do? He said, buy a brown tie. Very disappointed. I'm telling you. You want to hear disappointed?
Yeah, I want to hear a disappointment.
I haven't been this disappointed since the day I opened the top desk drawer and I found Wolf Blitzer taking a nap.
Okay.
I was disappointed.
Are you done yet?
I'm very disappointed over here.
Yeah, I see.
And the most disappointing thing of all was that I went to the nude beach.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I lost my car keys. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here Thursday nights.
Oh, my God. Boca Brittany Summers, everyone. Yeah, keep them. You know what? I'm going to have to show you. I have in the other room these binders. My father in the army during the Korean War, his job was the MC of the variety shows. Mm-hmm. And I've got books, binders, pages of one-liners. Some of them are cringeworthy. Some of them are, I mean, so bad that they're really funny, and you might be able to do something with them. I'm going to, when we're done.
I stole every one of those lines.
I'm sure.
I'm very proud of it.
Okay, I'm going to play something here, and, well, this is a minute. It'll give me time to run in the other room, and I'm going to get it so you can look through it. This is a video I just found online, and it's this woman. I think she is a school teacher. She's definitely a Floridian. And she's got a few things to say about our illustrious governor. So let's listen to this because it's kind of funny. And we'll be right back. Check this out. I mean, this is what people in Florida think of more on death sentence.
I'm the queen of petty. But Ron DeSantis, you now own that title. You see, back in August of 2021, when Florida was at the height of the pandemic, Mr. DeSantis enacted a mask mandate ban, which meant the school districts were not allowed to have mask mandates. Masks had to be optional. Well, 12 districts went against good old Daddy DeSantis, my district included. Actually, most of the larger districts in Florida did this. So now, what, we're 6-7 months later, Mr. DeSantis is deciding that he's going to take away money from these school districts. My district is set to lose $12 million. I don't know how else to describe this, but literally, it is so petty.
That's DeSantis. It is so petty. That's what he is. That's what he does. It's pettiness. He's just a tiny, little, petty, ugly man.
Tom Petty never saw anybody that petty.
Oh, God, no. not even close. All right, so I have these two binders that, and they're old because, you know, my dad. First of all, there's all... Oh, okay, now that's the wrong binder.
No, I want it.
Okay. Oh, I gave you the wrong binder. That's the binder. My dad made his fortune publishing Spanish language nudie magazines. And I gave you the one binder that I have left of the magazines. So they were called Pimienta, which means hot. And the Pimienta was kind of like the Spanish Playboy. But then he went off. He had Photo Novela and Fiesta, which were more like the Hustler Penthouse stuff. But this is what I wanted to. This is the. You can look at that in your spare time.
They're in Spanish, but the pictures are in universal language.
Yes, the pictures are in picture language. So here, like the Boston University General College Dramatic Society presents The Doctor's Dilemma. And so anyway, there's all kinds of like.
So did your dad know Al Goldstein?
I doubt it. In fact.
Because the pictures are about the same time.
Well, I'll tell you something. Well, he published. I mean, when I was a little kid, that's what he did for a living when we were living in New York. Then we moved to Florida and he kept it going because Spanish, you know. And eventually he got sued by Hustler because he was lifting their photos for one of his magazines. And so he had to shut the magazines down. That was how he paid them off. By then he had segued into publishing Spanish language books. But that's how the magazine empire ended.
I got a very funny Al Goldstein story.
Okay, Al Goldstein, who was the publisher of Screw.
That's correct.
And I know that because, you know, my father was a pornographer, I guess.
And when Neil Rogers was around, when we had a show going on. He was friend of the show. He was on there a lot.
Oh, I bet.
And
right?
Neil would have a nervous breakdown when he was on because we were on the air and it was very dangerous to have.
Oh, God.
Yes. But it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at dinner one night and I asked him, I just had to. I said, why is it when you pick up a new Screw magazine, you look at the pictures and they're all from 1971? With the porn mustaches,
right.
And the women with the jungles from Borneo. Uh-huh. I'm like, you know, can't you take any new black and white pictures? And he looked at me, he says, do you have any idea what it would cost me to do new sets?
Or he can do like my dad and just steal pictures from another magazine. And I guess my dad, who's at Hustler is going to see my Fiesta magazine? Well, somebody did. And so, you know, there you go. Yeah. So anyway, I think it's time for another comedy bit. I'm going to pull out a classic because we are having these energy issues, right? The price of gas is way high, price of everything. And with Russia now, you know, pulling the war act, I guess all energy is going to get more expensive. So this one takes us back, I don't know, probably about 8 or 10 years.
We're not just an oil company. We're an energy provider.
Energy provider.
Say it with me now. Not an oil company. Energy provider. We're diversifying by exploring new sources of energy, harnessing power from the sun, capturing mighty winds with hillsides strewn with the windmills of your mind, and diversifying by charging you so much for that, you'll beg us for the days of $5 a gallon gas. We can also diversify the amount we charge for alternate sources of energy as much as we like, long as the scepter of corporate energy is immersed up the Enron loophole. Alternate energy provider or oil company drilling the earth till earth looks like a wiffle ball. It doesn't mean we'll stop drilling you.
And on a related note, and this was perfect because when you did this, there were these commercials that were running ad nauseum on the air. So you knew the jingle, you knew the announcer's voice, and you had it spot on.
Yeah, okay, traced listen. It right off the TV.
Somebody has got to get serious.
Yeah, I think that sky's the limit on what we can gouge you for a gallon of gas. And long as we don't have any oversight or regulation, Wall Street can speculate all they want. And there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
You hear about alternatives, right? Wind, solar, algae.
I think that'll work on a large scale, but it won't be any more affordable. The reality is, we're big oil, and what that means is we can ram our fists so far up your ass we can tickle your tonsils. I mean, what are you going to do? Write an angry letter to President Jell-O?
We got to get on this now.
Get on this, lady. At Chevron, our scientists are hard at work developing a mechanical dildo that rapes you as you bend over to fill the tank.
Chevron, gas prices high as the sky. You won't complain.
No, you won't. Oh, there was one more in that. I think there was a trifecta, wasn't there? It was, Okay.
Mad, I think it was called. That was the campaign.
No, it was, damn it. Maybe it was just energy provide. But wasn't there like a kiss my ass? Someone
yeah.
Someone that what ended with, but now I don't see it.
You don't have yellow sub, I mean, a Russian submarine there?
No, I never had that one.
I could have sworn I brought that.
Never had that one. Right. Well, let's listen to your other new one. So you brought us two new ones. We heard Bought Myself a Bike. This one's called Fixing the Price.
Yeah, it's not that funny, but...
We'll find out.
You did a good job on the
Fed,
though.
Let us decide that.
That's me playing everything.
Oh, you play the music, too.
Everything. I used to be able to do that sort of thing. And I got paid for it.
Stock market's up or down today. That's how they determine how much we will pay. Fixing the price. They're fixing the price. This country's in their control. That's country without the O. Price high, fixing the price. Price high, fixing the price. No one seems to mind. They can take advantage of us anytime. Fixing the price. They're fixing the price. And it won't be long before we're waiting in line. Price high. Price high. Price high.
Woo!
Cold out.
Yeah, baby. And you do all the music. See, Boca isn't as prolific as she used to be because she won't use like karaoke tracks like many other
it's
song parodyists do.
You can't make it
you
funny.
You do your own music, right?
Yeah, well, with karaoke, you're kind of locked into whatever. Have backup vocals.
Right?
You can't. To me,
yeah.
It's restricting.
Gotcha. Well, I did find the third spot in the triad that I was looking for.
Let's go.
And
for
you've
it.
Got it again. This is going back like 8 or 10 years. But there was a big campaign for America's natural gas industry. Remember that? You may even remember the sound of the commercials because, again, you nailed it, so to speak.
Every day, all around the world. Energy is being produced to power our lives. While energy development comes with some certain risks, like flammable tap water, North America's natural gas producers are committed to safely and responsibly earn a healthy profit and enrich ourselves. We'll attempt to win you over with this simplified cartoon and heavily edited copy that says filling
instead of drilling thousands of feet below freshwater sources. This cartoon shows a harmless tube penetrating the Earth's surface. We like to think it's your ass. The harmless gas is then stored within self-contained well systems that blemish the landscape and are placed in your backyard. And using state-of-the-art monitoring technologies. Oh, wait, the copy runs off here. Rigorous lobbying efforts help us ensure our operations will continue to provide safe and clean explosions for our communities and kitchens. We're America's natural gas. Kiss our ass.
I told you there was one that ended with kiss our ass. Yes. And that was it. America's natural gas. How perfect is that for today?
These oil companies hire these big PR firms to put these things. They roll them out on like MSNBC, CNN. Yeah. So
and,
I just
and they run ad nauseum. Yeah. And yeah, so you need to do more of these. You used to.
I did the one that's on MSNBC all the time. The anti-Biden thing. Fire Joe Biden. Fire Kamala Harris. Oh. They're running it on MSNBC.
You know what? I don't watch MSNBC very much these days because it has turned into the Never Trumper channel.
Oh, it's a terribly produced spot. and it's like, call now. Right. You can fire Joe
Biden. You know
what? Biden.
I think you sent me that, but I didn't get it because I didn't. Because I don't.
Right, I'll send it again. It's awful. Uh-huh. And believe it or not, they run it on there. And by the way, CNN is now in negotiations with Discovery Channel and HBO.
Right.
The guy who owns Discovery Channel is a Trump donor, and he's negotiating
buying
to buy.
CNN.
And if you'll notice, tomorrow night they're running an hour-long special on Alex Jones. And I'm like, what direction are they going to take this network now?
Oh, God. Yeah.
And then I heard, it's in a negative light. He doesn't deserve an hour. It's not tomorrow. It's Sunday night.
Okay.
He doesn't deserve an hour on CNN anywhere. He's not
Alex
even a broadcaster. He's a podcaster. Guy's never even been on a radio.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, he is now in some markets, believe it or not. In Texas.
You know what? Look, the world has gone mad. The fact that... You know, that Vladimir Putin has waged war on Ukraine, is bombing apartment buildings, it is insane. That Ron DeSantis gets up there and said, we go against the Brandon administration. What the hell? Right? I mean, they need to, I'm so angry. Can you tell?
Yeah.
I need a rest. And I guess it's a good thing that it's Friday at 6 o'clock. We're done. What's coming up?
Weekend's coming up.
Weekend is here.
Time to chill a little
bit. So let me tell you. So tomorrow, if you happen to be in South Florida, I will be out at Doggy Palooza. It's the 20th anniversary of Doggy Palooza in Plantation, Florida. I know, horrible name for a city. They should have changed it 100 years ago. But it is what it is. And it's a huge dog event. So I'll be out there with my lovely pet portraits and stuff. You don't have any animal bits. I do have...
I can find some.
I got to play this one. All right. It's not really about Charlie Crist. It really isn't.
Oh, real quick. Pause it.
Okay.
He was at one of our meetings.
Yeah.
We played that as an intro. Oh,
yeah.
He loved it.
Of course.
He says, I'm going to use that on my campaign. Okay.
Really?
Great. Yeah.
Seriously? Uh-huh. Okay. So, Charlie.
He didn't hear the whole thing. No.
I guess, loved it. Here we go. You have to be old to get it.
Who's the guy with the limpest wrists? Why, that's Charlie. Charlie. Some say Christ, but it's really Christ, and he's Charlie.
Charlie.
Say it ain't so that he's gay. Charlie. That's the Republican way. Charlie. Who's that floating across the room but not gay now? Charlie.
Bobby Short.
See, there used to be a perfume called Charlie.
I think it's still around.
Is it? Yeah. Okay, but it's for the 70s. Yeah. But again, that was from when Charlie Crist was governor and he was a Republican. Now, we're not saying anything I wouldn't say to his face, because you know when Charlie Crist was on the show, I asked him about the rumors. There are rumors that he's gay.
Yes, I met the right woman. He's a confirmed bachelor.
Well, he got married before he got married before he ran for governor the second time as a Democrat. They quietly divorced not too long after that.
He's about as straight as Paul Lynde.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Yeah. But, you
I'll
know, that's
em.
Okay. But
I'll take them.
My only, and it's fine. And yeah. you even have a right to be closeted. That's what you don't have a right to do is be a closeted gay person and actively work against the LGBTQ community.
That he hasn't done, so I got
to credit. He has. He used to, but he hasn't recently.
Not like this.
No, nothing like this. So we're cool with Charlie Crist, but you know, so you played that when at an event that he was at?
Part of it. I didn't play the whole thing.
Oh my God.
But he's probably used a Bobby Short version of it.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. All right, well, we're on a roll. We're in overtime now, but I got another. The Boca's greatest hits. Hey, COVID may be done with you. Or sorry. You may be done with COVID, but COVID is not done with you.
The Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. You know that. Coronavirus. They're politicizing it. This is their new hoax.
We have it totally under control.
Way back in January.
This was terrible.
Sociopath Betty denied and lied. Death rate exploding, he brags about ratings. Oh, did a Democrat hoax? Well, we all hope he dies. COVID-19.
We're quarantined together. If you wanna help at all,
infect that crazy old clown and just take him on down. CDC can't handle pandemics. He fired the team and made them go. He thinks he'll be the sole survivor by withholding supplies unless you kiss his hole. COVID-19.
We're quarantined together.
If you wanna help us at all,
if you wanna help at all,
infect the crazy old clown and just take him on down.
We have between 100 and 200,000. We all together have done a very good job, but 2.2 up to 2.2 million deaths and maybe even beyond that. I'm feeling very good about what we did last week.
The orange asshole, his tribal dummies, make the virus take them all away.
I think we've done a great job. I'd rate it a 10.
The orange asshole,
everybody sing.
His tribal dummies, make the virus take them.
I don't take responsibility at all.
The orange asshole. His tribal dummies make the
pie. Oh, no.
Leave Katie Couric alone.
No, we're going to hear this one.
I like her now.
Don't get too cerebral. Bad news brings me down. I'd rather know nothing. Corrects my gal. Don't get too cerebral. I'm too self-absorbed. I like my mind feeble. Big words make me bored. No interest in nothing outside of myself. I'm certain of one thing. We'll never wake up in hell. No, don't taste me, bro. I'm just gonna go bury my head in all.
you know, the don't tase me bro reference just shows you it was the that time, that snapshot in time. Just like when, you know, the TSA went a bit overboard with the searches and with the, you know, the pat downs and stuff. Yeah. It prompted a new...
Excuse me, if I may.
Yes, you
because
may.
Because I owe Katie Couric an apology. The reason I put that lyric in here is because I personally didn't feel she belonged at the anchor desk of CBS.
Okay.
Because she was doing like Entertainment Tonight type stories.
Right,
you know,
yes.
And in her new book.
Yeah, her new book. Oh, so you like the new book because she spilled the dirt on everybody.
She did, and she also said, I never belonged at the anchor desk of CBS.
Did she?
She agrees with me, yeah.
Wow, okay, cool.
That was a Less Movies thing.
And she pissed everybody off because she told stories that, you know, were
get her on the show.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, the dirt you can dish.
Oh, the dirt. Well, that sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. All right, so if I'm not flying anytime soon, but if you are... Be prepared for the pat down.
I kept begging them.
I wore leather pants to do this.
Get off of me, get off of me, get off of me.
He ran his hands down over and pulled the pants down. They went down around my ankles.
He asked to see a supervisor. That made things worse.
She was yelling, I have power.
Come on, come on, come on, come on now. Pat me, TSA. Fondle me, for I am not afraid. I have no bombs on me today. Come on and tickle my prostate. Run your tongue across my taint. Now I want you to grope me for me to fly the friendly skies. And I want John Pistoli to squat down and place his nose in my brown eyes.
Yeah, that, my friends, is Boca Brittany Summers.
Thank you. And there's no biopic of me, but Weird Al's getting one.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah.
You know, damn it.
Yeah, it's like he died or something. I'm like, really, a biopic?
Well, hey, he's made money from doing this. He puts them out regularly.
Yeah, Rick Derringer has a lot to do with that.
Oh, yeah?
And if they're going to make a biopic, make one of Rick Derringer. He goes back to the McCoys. Hang on, Sloopy. The guy's
really?
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. And, and Edgar Winter Band.
That Edgar Winter, and of course, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. Which is still a hot song, I think.
It is.
It isn't,
you know,
dated.
Right. Haven't heard that in a while. I hear you.
So if he's your music producer, how can you go wrong?
There you go.
I say do the biopic about him.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good night.
All right. With that, I think we're done.
Yeah, we went long.
We did. We run into overtime occasionally, but we got on a roll playing old Boca bits.
Or as I said on Air America, is it a hard break? Or is it a soft break? Oh, Christ.
We only do soft breaks around here.
We that came back to the studio and we were still on the air.
Uh-huh.
And we all looked at each other and went, what does that mean? Is that a hard break?
Hard break means you're heading up against the network and you got a hard break. You gotta be out at the exact time.
We called it break.
Soft break was a floating break. Not, I never called it a soft break. It was a floating break. Or there was a hard, you had a hard stop. At
Al Franken used to say it all the time.
Oh, did he?
I think we're coming up on a hard and soft, a flaccid break.
I miss Al Franken. I really do. I miss him in the Senate, and I miss him in the Senate. I miss him in the Senate.
I just don't miss his radio show, but I sure
no,
I
the
miss him,
you know,
too.
And he does a podcast now too, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't. Is it bad to say I don't listen to other podcasts? Is it bad to say that?
No.
I don't. I don't have time.
You know why? Because we're snobby. Because when you've been on the air, and it's like podcasts, you used to call radio the lowest form of entertainment,
right.
Movies, television, and radio,
and then
right?
There's podcasting.
And it's like, well, they're paying that douchebag $100 million.
Oh, my God.
Now that brings podcasting up above.
Above radio.
Yeah.
That's radio.
So we have credulity now. We have authority now.
Right.
We have risen to credibility. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a podcast.
Yeah, but there is no more. I mean, the jobs in radio that actually like pay you to be in the studio on the air live.
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore.
Yeah, and neither do the skills.
Well, you know, there is that. No, but I was always a bad radio listener too. Radio, let's forget podcasts, which is, you know, I'm sorry, I do sound like a snob, but amateur hour for the most part.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Have people who've You're never right. been behind a mic, they just don't get the entertainment aspect of doing a radio show. But even on the radio, I'm the worst critic of other hosts.
The only podcasts that really make the grade are former performers that were stand-up comics at one time or actually were on television, know how to play to an audience, mm-hmm. even if they're all alone in a room.
Right.
So it doesn't put you into a coma when you're listening to their show.
Right.
I have to throw a plug in for the Gilbert Godfrey.
I
love.
Can I tell you something? His wife, Dara, is an old friend of mine. So I should talk to her and get Gilbert on the show. Dara, I know because Dara, when I first met Dara 25 years ago, she was a record promotion person and she would talk about her boyfriend, Gilbert. And then I realized it was Gilbert Gottfried. And I've got pictures of her. You know, I just redid all our photo albums and I was organizing pictures. And I came across, I've got two pictures of her holding Allison when Allison was a baby. We were actually in Cancun together for this music thing, this Sunset Sessions thing. And we were riding to the airport together and she's holding Allison. And I remember the conversation so clearly. She goes, I really want kids, but Gilbert just doesn't want kids. And now they've got two kids who are her teenagers.
Yeah.
Dara and I still talk, you know, on Facebook, but I know she's producing his podcast. And I remember when they started and I thought, oh, please don't. But it's actually very good.
At first, they admitted it sucked because they were doing it around their kitchen table.
Right, right.
But now it has evolved into a very polished show. It's really slick and they're getting great guests on.
Yes. And I see her posts about it. Still haven't listened to it, but I do. Yeah, they were down here for a while, and
Frank Santopadre, he pretty much
who to what
Frank Santopadre. He's a television writer.
Oh, okay.
And he works for The View, and he's written other films and stuff like the TV shows.
Okay,
and he's kind of like the MC for the show.
Oh.
He steers it, you know, because Gilbert can go off the tracks.
Sure.
So he's there too.
Okay.
Keep the sales steady, so to speak.
Gotcha.
And he does a great job.
Okay.
And it's professionally produced out of Manhattan. I'm not sure where.
I don't know, but I can find. I do. They were down here during COVID for a while. They got a place in Boca, I think, and they put their
kids. Place.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we always talk about getting together, but again, I haven't seen anybody in 2 years, so maybe now I will.
Next time they're down, it'd be great.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap it up. I'll just end with one more word from another sponsor.
This is Newt Gingrich. Frankly, I find it difficult making love to Callista without cutting my head on her hair. But frankly, when I do, I enjoy bumping nasty while listening to Nicole Sandler.
Thanks, Newt.
What you're about to hear is an actual call to Moron Star.
Moron Star, can I help you?
I don't know how to pull down my pants. Can you help?
I'll take care of that right away for you, sir. What is your arm tattoo number?
Oh, that's great there, good brother. 067.
Moron Star provides the ultimate in corporate oversight. Lots of smug white people under contract from Choice Point, diligently manning their cubicles to help make decisions for you while you're away from the television.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
I think I locked my keys in my SUV.
Sir, did you use your remote to lock your SUV?
Yeah.
Oh, then they should be right there in your hand.
All right. Thanks, Moron Star.
Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
Yeah, just one thing.
Okay.
I'm confused. I don't know whether to vote Democrat or Republican.
Oh, we've already taken care of that for you, sir, so you can relax.
Moron Star, we have your feeble mind covered.
I forgot about that one. All right, I think we need to end this because I'm getting a little giddy. All right.
Giddy and gay.
Giddy and gay. Hey. Well, it's better than we did pitch a radio show once with the late, great George Rodriguez. Oh, I've got a picture of the three of us up here. George Rodriguez was the producer of the Neil Rogers Show. Boca did the wonder. Oh, I need to put audio on there. Hold on. I hate it when I do that. I pull it up and I forget to put sound on. Here we go. Okay, so now there's sound again. Sorry about that. So George was the producer of Neil Rogers. Boca did all the comedy bits and stuff. And we pitched a radio show to Clear Channel here in South Florida a spick, a chick, and a chick with a dick.
Yeah, and I had that audio if you want it.
And they didn't. I think I have it somewhere too. Yeah. But they said no. They didn't.
No.
They didn't take us.
We don't want to hear your leftist libtard politics here. We don't need you.
I still think that's the best name for a radio show that never was. A spick, a chick, chick with a dick.
That is correct.
And with that, Gideon Gay. All right. We're done. It is a weekend. Can you tell? And we need it. We need to be able to put the crap aside and laugh. It's all in good fun as long as you're laughing at the right people. And with that,
thanks for tuning in, everyone.
And if you need some comic relief this weekend, CPAC is playing on the, I'm sure, on C-SPAN. So,
not to be confused with CPAP.
And what happens there?
That's the thing you put on your face, isn't it?
Oh, the CPAP.
I always get those two confused. But one of them keeps you alive. The other one, you want to kill yourself.
Exactly.
So, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Nicole Sandler Show today. And and remember, my show drops Sunday, brand new show, spanking clean new show, on thebritsummershow.com. Also, you'll find it on SoundCloud. And I should mention, I won't be in town next week, so I'll be away from the microphone.
Where? Where are you going?
I have to visit my what's left of my mother.
Oh, okay.
The Alzheimer's.
Gotcha. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah, I'll be back in 2 weeks. And,
okay.
And so thank you,
chat. So, check out thebritsummershow.com whenever is convenient for you. Okay. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday. And Allison's here.
Allison,
yay.
Hi.
Okay. Now I really got to go.
All right. Dinah, short kiss.
Bye. Mwah. Okay. We're done. Bye.